Have you ever stood at the end of a runway and heard an aircraft go by that you almost didn't hear at all? Hold that thought. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your rundown of the headlines that actually matter to the person in the left seat. Today, we're leading with a first flight, a real one, with a pilot on board and a propulsion system that could change what airports sound like. Let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. According to Flying Magazine, a modified Swift 3 glider has flown under power for the first time using an electric propulsion system built by a company called Whisper Aero. The headline word is the one in quotes, ultra quiet. And that's the whole point of this program. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, back to that glider. The Swift 3 is a single-seat sailplane, a clean, purpose-built airframe that's been used for aerobatics and research for years. What makes this flight notable isn't the glider, it's what's bolted to it. Whisper Aero has been developing what they call a distributed electric propulsion system. Instead of one big propeller swinging slow and loud out front, the concept uses ducted fans with a large number of small blades spinning inside a shroud. Here's why that matters. Propeller noise, the sound you and I associate with a piston single on downwind, comes largely from the blade tips and from the tone that a small number of blades produces as they chop the air. Whisper's approach is to raise the number of blades and tuck them inside a duct. When you do that, you push the sound the fan produces up into higher frequencies. And higher frequencies fall off faster over distance, and the human ear is less bothered by them. The company's claim, and I'll flag that this is the manufacturer's claim, is that from a normal distance, the aircraft is nearly inaudible against background noise. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, so let me give you the context a pilot cares about. This affects you if you fly, or want to fly, out of an airport that's under noise pressure. And that's a growing list. All across the country, general aviation fields are fighting the same battle. Housing creeps up to the fence line. New neighbors file complaints, curfews get proposed, pattern work gets restricted, flight schools get squeezed. You've seen it. Some of you are living it right now. Noise is not a small political side issue for general aviation. It is arguably the single biggest threat to keeping local airports open. When a field closes, it almost never comes back. And when a city council votes to restrict operations, the reason on the paperwork is very often noise. So a propulsion system whose entire design goal is to be quiet is not a novelty. It's aimed squarely at the thing that shuts airports down. Now let me be measured here, because that's the job. This is a first flight on a glider. It is a technology demonstration, not a certified product you can order for your airplane next year. A sailplane is a very forgiving testbed. It's light, it's slick, and it doesn't need much thrust to stay flying. So it's a sensible place to prove a quiet propulsion concept before you scale it up. That's good engineering. It is not the same as pushing a two-seat trainer around the pattern on a hot day at gross weight. So temper the excitement with that. What we have is proof that the concept flies with a human aboard. What we don't have yet is range numbers, payload numbers, or a certification path. Those are the hard parts, and they're where a lot of promising electric programs have run into the wall. But here's the part I find genuinely interesting, and I'll flag this next bit as my read on it. The company behind this didn't start in aviation. Whisper Aero came at the quiet fan problem from the ground up, and they've talked about the same core technology showing up in things like leaf blowers and cooling fans. Now, you can smirk at that. A lot of pilots did, but think about what it means. If the quiet fan technology is being built and refined at scale for consumer products, then the aviation version rides on top of a much larger manufacturing base. That's a very different economic picture than a bespoke aerospace-only part that only ever gets built in the hundreds. Whether that pans out, we'll see. First flight is first flight, but the strategy is worth understanding. Let me connect this to the bigger regulatory picture, because you're going to hear more about electric propulsion in the coming years, and I want you equipped for it. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been building out the framework for electric and novel propulsion under its broader work on advanced air mobility and powered lift certification. Most of the noise, pun intended, has been around the big air taxi programs. But the certification groundwork the FAA lays for one electric aircraft tends to pave the road for the next one. Standards for battery safety, for electric motor reliability, for how you demonstrate that a novel propulsion system meets the same safety bar as a certified piston engine. That work is happening now, and a quiet glider demonstrator like this benefits from it downstream. For you, the takeaway is simple. Electric propulsion in general aviation is moving from slide decks to actual airframes with actual pilots. Slowly, but it's moving. And the programs that survive are going to be the ones that solve a real problem. Noise is a real problem. This one is aimed at it. What should you actually do about this today? Honestly, nothing operational. You don't need to change how you fly. There's no airworthiness directive here. No new regulation, nothing in your logbook. File this one under awareness. When your local airport association meets and the noise topic comes up, and it will, it's worth knowing that the industry is working the problem from the engineering side, not just asking neighbors to be patient. That's a more hopeful position to argue from than we've had in a long time. And if you're a glider pilot, take a small moment of pride here. A sailplane, the quietest thing in our fleet already, is the airframe that carried this milestone into the sky. That feels right. That's the lead for today. My thanks to Flying Magazine for the reporting on the Swift 3 and Whisper Aero's first piloted flight. You can find us anytime at radiohangar.com. This is Tower, wishing you quiet skies, and for once, I mean that literally, we'll talk soon.